We're still going. Still got like maybe 6-7 missions coming up. We're headed to Kansas City after this. But, you know, I look back and, you know, how it started. And, you know, I remember obeying the Lord. And the Lakotas called me, said, find us a speaker. And I went all over Louisiana praying for a speaker. Somebody would go. But the thing is, they had no money, no budget. I remember I was at Winfield, Louisiana, on my knees praying. I said, God, I can't find nobody. And God said, it's you. And I said, wow. And I obeyed. I called them. I said, I found them. And they got excited. They said, did you tell them we had no budget? I said, yeah. I said, it's me. And I went for 2 years. And, you know, responding to help the people, the Lakotas. Just went by faith. But the thing is, God had other plans. He took me to dark places and took me to school. And it was a pretty hard place to minister when tradition was real strong. And I seen things. I never seen funerals that way. I never seen ball games that way. It was all tradition. Everything was tradition. Like standing in the middle of that, you're all alone. And nobody wants to listen to you. But God was showing me the ropes. In every building, I didn't give up. I still showed up, you know. And I'm going to use the scripture he gave me tonight and share with you. Because there's a harvest here. You know, and it's amazing that, you know, encounters you have with other ministers like Doug. We met in Minnesota, and, you know, now we're coming to his house and eating his bologna up. We're all from the same dirt pile, but God put us together. Then you got Benjamin, looks just like John, but I'm looking forward to meeting his mom and dad. Because elders are important to me. I am who I am today because of elders that taught me. Took a young preacher in their wings, and they said, well, where did you get this up on train, Muskrat? Nursing home. I went 7 years in nursing home and had church with bedriddens. One used to be a preacher, he still want to preach. One used to be a teacher, she still want to teach. They had no student, but one showed up every week. And did the sophomore training. You know how blessed we are when I listen to them, how blessed we are when I listen to their stories on the way to church. They stop at the creek, eat breakfast on the bank, and take a bath in the creek, then show up for church. And the dirt floor and pews were logs and candle in the word. How we blessed we are today, you know. And you are my brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm a groundbreaker. I come in the name of Jesus, but it's not about one, it's about the team. The team's amazing, and I'm blessed with teams. We travel, and we help each other. We be there for each other. Discipleship and training, teaching, you know, that I think the Lord. It's a, you know what? There can be two of us here. We still can have church because I go by what he says. It's not about numbers, it's about how we show up, you know. And we got the 200-year-old Bible. That's another schedule. That there is amazing. We went all over the states. It started in Oregon. I think it took us 3 days. One night we sat for 14 hours in a snowstorm, but we made it to Oregon, where it started. Jason Lee. And the history of what God did with Jason Lee in Salem, Oregon. And 200 years later, the same Bible's in our hands. And we're responding, saying, we'll go. You know. But it's through your prayer, your support, that keeps us going. You know. We just love showing up, doing the Lord's work, and sleeping on floors, and eating bologna. We're fine. Doug, now he really listens to my directions, to my guidance. And he, you know, he's always chewing me out sometimes, you know. You said you were showing up tomorrow. I love old Doug, and we did missions in South Dakota. We had an amazing time there, and we were going to go back. There's something else I'm praying about. I'm one of the original riders of the Trail of Tear bike ride. And 14 years old, I rode the whole trail, Turkey, North Carolina to Oklahoma. What we're praying about, I want to reverse the curse. I want to start in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, and reverse it and go back all the way to Turkey, North Carolina with the gospel of Jesus Christ and preach the truth. You see, not just tribes, families. We have histories, what the enemy did to our families, our tribes, and how he's destroying our families today. But we got this gospel right here. We got this word right here, this promise right here that Jesus can change any nation, you know. And I'm enjoying traveling and you know, looking forward up ahead and everything, you know. And me and Doug's praying about that go through that trail. And I want to go through that trail. I'm a groundbreaker, and I'm going to share the scripture, what God gave me in South Dakota. I'm going to preach from it, teach from it. It's a very powerful scripture, and it works. And if you don't believe it, go with me. I'll show you. You know, but these guys are the fruits of the jailhouse, and this teen's been delivered and drug-free, and thank the Lord for saving their souls, you know. And I tell you what, I just thank the Lord that I am blessed to travel with them, you know, and just do what we can. We just show up in unit one accord, and we're having a great time at Doug's, and, you know, man, it's an honor, Benjamin. It's just, you know, I can't wait to meet his mom and dad. And Tim, God bless you. Thank you for the teaching. Yeah. But everything. But we haven't gone to that, you know. We don't have no napkins anywhere. You're doing fine, brother. You're doing fine. Great job. But we're going to sing you some songs tonight. And what I do is open floor. If they're led to say something, what the Lord lead them to do. You know, but keep us in prayer. Keep us in prayer. You know. This trail of joy is amazing. Wow, it's amazing. I mean, the encounters we have and deliverance, salvation, oh man, healing in the tents, you know. And it's amazing. And also keep us in prayer. Why I say in prayer? Because we've got two schedules. You know, we're doing our missions and helping with the trail of joy. And I show up with the 200-year Bible and it's amazing what God did with Jason Lee, how he went to the tribes. Jason Lee was not native. He was a white man. And God used him in a mighty way. You got the story. I got the story. You want the stories to it? I got the story. And that's the same Bible he used right there. And the hearts melted, and tribes turned, laid their weapons down, repented, and turned to Jesus. And it's amazing that, why me? Why me in Oklahoma? He chooses me to carry it on 200 years later. It's an honor and privilege to do it, you know, and we're carrying it everywhere, also the gospel, the truth. Not just tribe, this nation knows that only Jesus can change this nation and our families. Nothing else, you know. But I just thank the Lord. He gets all the praise and all the glory, you know. And we love everybody where we show up. We love everybody. We enjoy it, you know, just, you know. And Doug's worried about his chickens, but, you know, we're not going. He texts me as soon as I got to his house, don't kill my chickens. But also, you know, I just thank the Lord. 21 years I've been doing this, you know, and it's just the stories. And sis from Florida is going to do a book on me. She's going to help me do a book. I say, if it's God's will, praying to do the book. You know, and the stories that I have, even have stories with Doug, and just amazing stories. We had an amazing time in Pine Ridge. The reason I looked at Doug one time in Pine Ridge, and I said, you made history here. I mean, the Lakotas accepted him and let him speak. They let Wasichi stand before him and speak the gospel. And what's amazing, they wrapped him in a Morning Star blanket that only Lakotas do that. Wrap him up, and they honored him and said, thank you for bringing the gospel. You know, it's not about skin. It's about what's inside. And I thank the Lord for tonight and excited about tonight. So we're going to sing, and I call him Ronnie, but over here they call him
Ramon.
It's Katrina's first mission, and she's from the Coushatta tribe in Louisiana. So thank the Lord for her coming too, you know.
Amen.
I think Ron's got something to share.
Yeah, just a quick little message.
Go ahead.
I don't want to be preaching now, but I'll share a little verse real quick. It's hard following the Lord. She always had them trials. You always feel like you're down, but he always lifts you up, you know?
That's right.
So we're going to go, and since I showed up in here, I read Daniel 3, 29th chapter. I'm at Daniel 3, chapter 3. And right here in 24, he said, "Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?" Then they answered and said to him, the king, "True, O king." He answered and said, "Look, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire. And they had no hurt. And the form of the fourth was like the Son of God." Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, he said, four men he threw in the midst, bound. Man, it just hit me, you know. Sometimes I feel like I'm bound. Sometimes I feel like, Lord, I can't get up. He's going to grab my hand and he's going to lift me up. He said, "You're bound. Three men bound." And then he said, "Look, I see four walking around in the fire." You know, you can't praise God being bound. You can't praise God being bound. You got to let that arrogance burn off. You got to let that pride burn off. And sometimes you got to lose something that you really didn't need. You know? And I praise the Lord for that, you know? The fire. Ooh. Fire. They walking around in the fire, but they was dancing with the Son of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's all I had. I'm going to let Jimmy come up, and I'm going to let him hit it hard, guys. I know I should have. You know, every time Jimmy gets a mic, I'm just going to tell you how much the Lord loves me and how much I love the Lord, you know, and I'm just going to preach it. But I just thank the Lord for that message, you know, because sometimes I feel bound. But, man, you can't praise the Lord bound. You got to let that fire burn it off. What'd that fire do? It burned it off. And now, when they say that sometimes, I see four. But when he called them out the mouth, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, "Come hither. Come hither," he said. And only three came out. Where's the fourth one? He's still in there waiting for you to go through your burning fire trial. He's still waiting in there for my burning fire trial. I thank the Lord for that. I thank God for that. I thank him for what he brought me through. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Go ahead and hold that. Ronnie used to sleep in the jailhouses. Bar fights. But Jesus saved him. You know? And I know if I couldn't be here, Doug, if I couldn't speak, they would take over. That's what's amazing. You know? And what a great message. That you're not alone. You're not alone no matter what. You know, I'm so glad the Lord is with us. The Lord will never fail, never let us down. You know? I'm so glad we got victory in Jesus every day. Every day we got victory in Jesus. But he saved us for a reason. He saved our souls for a reason. Not to be a bump on a log or wart on a pickle. You see, I thank the Lord there's hope. I thank the Lord that we're not of this world. We're just passing through. I'm a groundbreaker. I love reading books. You can read a lot of books wherever you go. The question is what do they read off you? What do they read through your action? If a lost person hung with you all day long, how much would he learn about Jesus through your actions? When I first learned about the Lord wanting to be a groundbreaker, me and the Holy Ghost had an argument in an airplane. Benjamin, he told me to be a mama to babies, so we started arguing. How can I be a mama to babies? I'm a male. What are you talking about? But I was listening with the flesh, not with the spirit. Then the Holy Ghost said, when you lead somebody to Christ, he becomes a baby.
Mama takes care of babies. She doesn't leave them alone because she takes care of them till they're weaned. When these boys get saved in a jailhouse, they need a mama. I'm not ashamed to say I'm a mama hen. Then I protect them, my wings come out. Make sure they're taken care of and everything, you know. Because they're the future. They're the ones going to carry it on one day. And you know what? It was amazing to do a 12-day prayer walk in Los Angeles. It's amazing what encounters that God took care of me. But in South Dakota is where God showed me personally 2 years what he can do building to building. Hosea 10:12. Look at that verse 10:12. When you dare say amen, sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy. He said in righteousness. That's what he said. If you go to Jeremiah 4, verse 3, it says, break hollow ground. But he says, Pastor David, he says, do not sow within the thorns. Nothing cannot grow in the thorns. I see a lot of ground breaking. I think your mom and dad have been breaking ground many years and growing corn and all, because John doing it today. He's a groundbreaker, good one. You see, self-righteous is not going to change this nation. He said with righteousness, reap with mercy. You remember when the Lord found us, he showed us mercy. We didn't deserve this salvation, but he still showed us mercy. He saved us and delivered us no matter what. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you what, and the Lord saved me for a reason. I don't care if it's a local drunk. I don't care if it's a drug addict. I don't care who it is. I want to show them mercy and tell them there's somebody to God. Amen. Woo! Mercy is what the nation needs to see. It's not going to happen in the White House. It's not going to happen with the governor. It's not going to happen with new law. Jesus did it at Calvary. He defeated Satan at Calvary. Because of Calvary, there's hope today. Woo! There's a harvest that's ready. If I stayed here for 2 years, I read the grounds. You'll find more people at the bar than at the church. Religious activities satisfies everybody, but not Jesus. Break hollow ground. That's what he says. Break up your foul ground. For it's time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. I like revivals. He said, break the ground. When I went to South Dakota for 2 years, I met the holy man, which is the medicine man. I sat in the truck with him, and he said, they're not going to come to you. They're going to come to me because I'm the holy man. And Benjamin, I just said this and said, well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I showed him mercy. He wasn't going to steal my joy. They just say one word and they'll do it. He said, turn against him. He's a deceiver of all nations. He's Wasichi. He's white man's way. Keep coming to me. I'm your holy man. Keep the tradition. So in every building, they mistreated me. And called me a deceiver. You see, breaking ground is a lot of work. But you break ground his way. So I kept breaking ground. I didn't treat them the same way. I showed them love. I showed them respect. Even when they told me that I was a deceiver, they gave it a hateful look, I still shook their hand. I kept breaking ground because he said he'll reign righteousness, right? When I met Paul in Oregon, he had a question for you. So I need to spend a little time with you. I've got a question for you. He said, when does the line cross? That's what he asked me. I said, what are you talking about? Well, I went into South Dakota just for a week, and I seen it. I couldn't believe how strong it was. How long does it take for a line to cross? Mine was 8 months. I kept breaking ground. And one night, Benjamin, I got a phone call from the hospital. When I got to the parking lot, the tradition people, the Sun Dancer group, had a parking lot full, and they looked at me like, what's he doing here? When I got in the hallway, it was full, and they were like, what's he doing here? I went in there, yes, who was on the bed. They're holy. I led their Jesus to the real Jesus. Amen? Because John says the true light. That's what he's saying. Talk about the true light. We have false lights today. But when I left that room, it looked like everybody seen a ghost. They were shocked. Next day, 8 o'clock in the morning, my phone went off till midnight. Come here, pray for our family. Come here, pray this. Come do this. Come do that. Can you come over here? Can you come over here? That's what the Lord does. That's what breaking ground is all about. Breaking ground is a lot of work, but it does work. I believe the Lord can fill this building then. It's not about one. It's about every one of y'all. Everybody has a part here. You know? If I showed up to Benjamin's dad and he has the garden, I just can't go out there and harvest that way I want to. I have to sit down with him and say, I would say, Dean, it's your harvest, so tell me how you want it done. Amen? When you preach the gospel, when you break ground, we got the instruction where he says, reap with mercy. Said that breaking hollow ground is a lot of work. Religious is not going to break ground. If I gave a seed and went out there, out in the parking lot, and I threw the seed on hard ground, what's going to happen? When religious shows up, they're still angry, mad, upset, still in bondage, because religious doesn't make a difference. But when you're born again, saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I guarantee you, when you get in there making noise about Jesus, that anointing is so powerful that you see the Lord. Oh, when I came and built this for 400 or 500, they were against me. But when I left the building that night, they were crying to Jesus. That's what you call the Lord taking you to school and show you what he can do. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just obeyed the Lord. I'm a groundbreaker. I love helping. Doing whatever I can. And it's amazing that this scripture does work. Till he comes. He is coming one day. What happened at Red Lake a few weeks ago was amazing. 40 below zero. And we had a spiritual earthquake. The whole church started dancing. I mean, the whole church just went kaboom. Boy. They're my witness. They seen that. When they said it could not be done in Red Lake, Minnesota, we were not giving up. We drove at 40 below zero. Our windshield cracked, but we still made it there. And I preached on Acts 16. Paul and Silas in the prison.
It was very powerful. The Lord showed us what a spiritual earthquake was all about. Because when that happened, there was deliverance, there was healing, there was salvation. Praise God. I don't go by what man says. I go by what he says. And I thank the Lord. His word is linked to my feet. It lights up my path. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise God. Woo! I'm a groundbreaker. I had one leader tell me in South Dakota, big leader, he said, I want you to come to Devil's Lake. I said, sure, but don't drink white language. What he said, you know what I did with that statement? Brushed it off. Because I didn't find it in here. You heard about me and Doug? Went to South Dakota. They honored him. They blessed him. Yeah. And I showed up at Devil's Lake, guess what? With two white creatures. Tilt and ground takes working together. Unity when it goes very powerful.
Yes,
ma'am. You mind?
Yeah.
Boy, when you break that ground, then you come back and throw the seed.
Yeah.
Woo! You see, you drive many miles, just break ground, just pray with them, sit with them, and talk with them. When I was in Mardi Res, I came to break ground. I said, I want to meet the leader here at Mardi Res. And Doug, I met with her, and she said, you know I didn't come by here, and I help as many as I can. I said, well, praise the Lord, sister. I give them about 2 beers, they start feeling good. So I went to go break ground, because I don't work with that. I work with this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I work with Doug. I work with him. Leaders I break ground with. I told him that one didn't need. I know who can stop the suicides. I know who can change history here. His name is Jesus Christ. I told him I'll be back next month. And he's going to change history here. And a revival broke out. Has nothing to do with me. Has me obeying the Lord. But here's another thing I'm working on. Planting churches. They need Bible study.
Yes.
They need to grow in the Word of God.
Yes.
When you discipleship and train and teach others and help others break ground and teach them how to break ground in dark places, the more laborers you get involved, the more ground you can cover. That's my goal in these last days, to help others up and just heal the ground. When I get to John's, I'm ready to carry the cross and go knock on doors. I tell him, I'm your bulldog, cut me loose. He likes that statement. But he likes it when I kick this. But you know what? I love the Lord. There ain't nobody perfect in here. I'm not perfect. But I love the harvest. I love feeding them. And going out. And yes, Tim, one day we'll go into Wounded Knee. You okay? I'm adopted. My Lakota name is Sink Pay. I thought they were saying Stink Bait, but it's Sink Pay. But Doug would tell you, don't listen to my directions. He in the way on the other side of Wounded Knee, somewhere on the back road.
15 miles on a dirt road.
In right in the middle of Wounded Knee, a white man coming through. With Jesus. But you know what? Everybody has a harvest here. There's a harvest in this town. In this county. When you show community at one accord, if you read Acts 3, it says he adds to the church daily. Breaking bread, singing gladness and everything, you know. We're going to feature some homeless too in Dallas, Texas, Mesquite, Texas, and Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we're going to go feed the homeless. And man, it's been powerful to preach there. They're homeless, but they're a church. Leon works with them every week. When they get out of church, they go lay back on the streets and witness to others and bring others. What a church body. Because really, spiritually, we're all homeless. This world's not our home, we're just passing through. You know? I've been doing this 21 years, I've been doing this. You know? Did you know I don't even have an 8th grade education? But thank God for my elders that sat with me and taught me and showed me the Word of God. Thank God for my elders I still have today. They still check on me today. You know, a lot of the Lord's called home, but I tell you what, they taught me very well. And I thank the Lord for that, and I'm passing on. And plus, the Lord take me to school, take me in dark places, and show me personally what He can do in those buildings. I never get very cooly. Preacher, they sneak me through the back door because when the preacher shows up, we're going to kill him. They always threw him in the back seat and said, "We need you." They didn't tell me what down the road. They didn't tell me I was going to be shot, killed. They said, "They ain't going to kill you when we bring you, but we're going to sneak you through the back door." When you break ground, it's powerful because I went to a nursing home 2 days before that. A sister, an elder there, wanted to hear the song, "I Can't Walk Without Holding Your Hand." And I sung it to her. And I remember her statement. She said, "Let's me and you pray." I said, "Okay. I want to pray that my whole family gets saved." That night, a big coolie was a wake service. There was a body in a corner. Guess who it was? It was her. What was her prayer? That her whole family gets saved. Guess what happened in that building that night? They didn't shoot me or kill me. The whole family got saved. And I was in the corner crying a little bit, saying, "Oh, what about me, Lord? I'm by myself. Lord, what am I going to do?" He said, "I'm with you. Just stand up. I'll take over." That's the school He took me to. That's what He showed me, breaking ground. You know? The strongest medicine man was supposed to kill me in the building one day. The next day, he tells the people, "Tell them, come to my house. I want to drink coffee with them." I sat on the porch with them. He gave me his cup of coffee, and I looked at it a little bit, and I went in through. And he looked at me, and he said, "I was supposed to show up yesterday to kill you in that building." I can't explain it. When I walked in that building, he said, my heart melted. This is what happened with Jason Lee, with the tribes. Their heart melted, and they turned to Jesus. He said, "I don't want to kill you. I just want to drink coffee with you. You're the real McCoy." And that's something that we don't have to worry about when we tilt the ground, break the ground. It's a lot of work. But when you tilt the ground, think about it. Jesus said, "I will rain righteousness." These fields are broken right now. Seeds going to be put in them. And a harvest is going to come up. Same way the Lord's saying tonight in 10:12. That I want to see my loved ones saved. You know? And they keep asking me, "Are you after only tribes?" No, whosoever. Whosoever. We're here with the Latinos. You know? But no matter what, there's hope for anybody. To break ground, to till ground, you must study by His ways. You must study by His Word and everything. And be obedient to Him no matter what. Because when you till ground, you're going to be cussed at. When you till ground, you'll be talked about. When you till ground, you're going to be mistreated. And I tell you what, it can be in the city, but it can be in the family too. One day Jesus comes. Is it tomorrow? Nobody knows, but He's coming. What a day that's going to be, Pastor Tim, when Jesus comes. Wow. But I don't want Him to find me to be a bump on a log or a wart on a pickle. I come to make a noise about Jesus.
Yes.
I love that when we first came here, it was powerful meeting everybody. I love meeting people, you know, and eating Latino food. And the corn up here, oh my God, the corn this big. Something's going on in Oklahoma. You gotta talk, I'm going to talk to your dad about this. Why our corn come out this little and up here to this big? Cabbage this big. What a harvest up here. What a harvest everywhere. I know we still got 7 missions coming up, but I'm excited. Yes, we're tired. No matter what, we're getting our rest too. But you know what? I love the Lord. And I love breaking ground. I love tilting the ground. I love reaching out to the lost, the harvest field. You know? Why? Because we were there at one time. Tilting ground is that, man, when you get in there, you just tilt it. Amen? With mercy. Make it feel like there's somebody to God. Amen? It's amazing how he does things when you tilt ground. Did you know before we went to Louisiana, I got a phone call from county jail and said, can you help 2 boys out? They got nothing on cars. They're starving. They can't buy it. They got no money. And I headed to Louisiana and I made them call them back and I said, I don't want to help 2 boys out. They said, what do you mean? I want to help the whole jail out. We're coming with a load of food that filled their kitchen up. Oh, the Lord said, don't stop right there. Go home and get all the milk you can and all the pop you can, the sweet tea, and take it to them. I got excited when I got them started. I said, you bet, let's do it. You know, you should see the people looking at their Walmart. Christian carts full of milk and sweet tea. They stopped and said, why you got so much milk? Then I got to witness the gospel to them. Tell what the Lord is doing. They didn't stay long. They ran off. You plant a seed, somebody waters it. But God increased. Because many in that jail, it makes a statement. Jesus making a statement. Not 5-0. Jesus making a statement. That we've been doing that for 11 and a half years now. Feeding the jailhouses. You know. Sometimes I do hamburger day. Sometimes I let do spaghetti day. But I just feed them. And go to their cells and pray with them. Because I used to be in there. I used to wear them shoes. I used to be that drunk. I used to do them drugs. But they think one day I'll be coming back with the Bible and food and hope. That only happened through Jesus Christ and nothing else.
Amen.
But I'm not stopping. I'm passing it on. I'm passing the torch on. That mantle. Just passing it on to others. Where they said it could not be done with these 2 boys. Look what you've seen tonight. It can be. I should just cut either end free. I should just cut him loose. That's a good message. Boy, you could tell he didn't want to leave. He wanted to just lay it out preaching. Imagine he's no longer fighting in the bar, no longer fighting people. His mom and dad so proud of him. Oh, they're just in shock that now he's preaching the gospel and little Jim and you know, and I just Katrina and all of them just amazing.
Thank you, Lord.
Takes teamwork. But I love the encounters like Doug and Tim, all in the encounter that we break ground in unity one cool. That I can testify many times how God took care of me, tilting the ground, breaking the ground, the hollow ground. Because if you do it wrong, the ground's still hard. You show up wrong, it ruins a whole mission. I just thank the Lord that no matter what, 24,000 miles, 2.5 months, we're still going. We're still going no matter what. We're still going forward no matter what. Tonight, and that's something that, Lord, I want to do something. when it grounds here. Or when it breaks ground. I believe the Lord can fill this building up. I believe it. The question is to everybody here, what are you doing outside these four walls? The question is, how many did you witness today? How many did you invite today? How many did you pray with today? What's the number? Or ask any church member, what did the pastor preach on last week?
I need to preach on the stage.
What was the word?
I don't know. It was good.
Come on, brother. Come on.
When's the last time you went to the Word of God? How much time you spending with Jesus? You read Acts 4:13, and Peter and John, they could tell by their behavior they've been spending time with Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. They knew that we were drug addicts. They knew that we were drinkers. They knew that we were living wicked life. They knew it by behavior. They could read us like a book. But now they're reading Jesus Christ. By the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. No dust, Bridget. No dust. You get that dust box ready to come back. Oh, man, I love kicking dust with Jesus. That's right. And I love tilting the ground. Why? If you don't, then there's no grain of righteousness. When the farmers tilt ground here, they wait on the rain. In the rain, if you read Isaiah 55, he accomplished what he sent to do in snow. And I know y'all get a lot of snow here. But he said my word the same way. There's something about the voice. That's his word. That's what he'll do. It may not happen tonight, may not happen tomorrow, but what happens? The harvest is great, and the labor's are few. You know? No. If they didn't remove the stone, they wouldn't sit there.
Right.
When Mary looked at the servants and just told the servants, if they didn't do what he said, they wouldn't see no miracle. Water turned into wine. Amen? It's amazing what the Lord can do if we just do what he says. That's the problem there. The obedience. You know? More sacrifice than obedience. I want to be obedient no matter what. To keep going forward. But it's not about one. It's about teamwork. Teamwork. And boy, do we go with unity, one accord. I think we laugh more than we talk coming down the road. Why? Because fellowship is powerful. One accord is powerful. And when you come into the building, he said, I'll add to the church daily. Am I? Did you know that my kids don't like to take me to Walmart? They said, it takes you an hour and a half to go in there by car, Dad, and stay out there with you. The Benjamin, I said a prayer when they let me in the car, went in Walmart, said a prayer, I said, Lord, can you use me here? Then I heard something go, brr. I didn't know how to use cell phone back then, but I gave him my all. 50 contacts, and I text back, Jesus come for you, baby. I was getting ready to have a beer party at a creek at Illinois River, Chewy Road. Many showed up under the bridge, and the girl's cell phone went off. They said, who's calling me
now? I don't know, but it says, Jesus come
when you're ready. They broke up the party. Everybody left.
Praise God. Glory.
Lord can use you anywhere. They text back. Who are you? Who are you? Let's talk. Who are you? Who are you? My son told me next day, Dad, did you use my cell phone last night? Yeah, I text everybody. Jesus is coming. Are you ready? Jesus is coming.
Amen.
And we're going to tilt ground, break ground, haul ground, how you come? You know? Tilting ground's a lot of work. And I love the labors I meet the Lord puts in my life. We work together, unit, one accord. You know? But being there for each other no matter what. That's what helped me with my walk. That's what helped me with my struggles and my battles and everything. The elders picked me up, dusted me off, and took me to the Word. Here's what the Lord says. That's what I'm doing today. Here's what the Lord says. I can testify to that scripture I preached tonight. It does work. I've seen it personally in South Dakota in dark places in 2 years. 2 years. I told the boys when I was coming back from Minnesota, coming down the Interstate 29, I said, I want to take a picture of a road. And I got to see that road. And Doug, I still cry. And I look at that road. And what I said, I still cry. But that's where I fell on my knees. Looking at Interstate 29, wanting to go home. I want to leave, Lord. It's too tough. It's too, Lord. This tilting this ground. It's too hard. Then he speaks to me and comforts me. Then I say, I'm sorry. I'll get back up. I'll go back in and preach the gospel. What happened when I got back to my house? The harvest was there and said, we need you. Can you help us? It's a good thing I didn't leave. But that road means a lot to me. That's where the Lord helped me. He took me back in. That's my road. That's mine. That's what the Lord did for me. That's what the Lord can do for everybody here. Even those kids. He can use those kids in a mighty way. He can use all of us in a mighty way. That no matter what, I still seek the Lord. I still seek the Lord. And you know what the Lakotas testified? They said when they pulled up, they seen three people get out of my car. Angels were guarding me and protecting me. Kind of scared me at first, Benjamin, because they were going like this to me. And I was 2:00 in the morning. I was like, you know. But I felt the power of God. And they were with me. All I know is that I thank the Lord for tonight. I don't know how you showed up. I don't know your battle. I don't know your storms. But there is a harvest that's ready. There's a harvest that's ready. And the scripture I used tonight, it does work. You've got to break the ground before you plant the seed. Go in there. Don't judge or condemn. Just show them mercy. Show them love. You know? Don't Bible big beat them up. Just show them hope. That's what I did. Because when the medicine man, the pot carriers came in the room, when they came in the house, and the sweat lodge people came in the room, and the ones that were religious said, we're out of here. We're not going to be in this house if they're in here. And they walked out, but I sat there on the couch still yet. And I didn't say that. I got up and grabbed the medicine man's hand, and I hugged him. I said, shook every one of them's hand and sat down, and they did their thing. And when they got done, they didn't walk out of the room. He said, go ahead, Muskrat, with your lesson, we're ready. Then I took them to the gospel. Tilt ground. You give them love, respect. Show them mercy like Jesus did us. Don't give up. Don't give up. Oh, yeah. That one you're praying for, it's what happened. Amen. Yes. I just don't let him tell you that.
Yes.
That one you pray for, it's going to happen.
Amen.
It's going to happen. Oh, it's going to happen. You don't get who you pray for. I just don't let him tell you that. Lord told me to tell you, don't give up. It's going to happen. Because his eyes are on the righteous, his ears open to the cry. It's going to happen. Yes. It's a done deal. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Woo!
The rain is coming.
Yeah.
What a harvest you're going to have.
Yeah.
Woo!
Glory to God.
And we're seeing a harvest in these last days. We're seeing salvation delivered. We're seeing like Red Lake. That was amazing. I wish everybody could hear it. See the whole church break up dancing.
Yeah.
A spiritual earthquake. in the testimonies next day about what happened in that dance. You know what, Benjamin? You know what God told me? He would so tell me, you know, Doug, his man told me, just, you know, I know we have trials, I know storms, you know. I don't know how you do it, bro, but at school and all that, just keep going, my brain would be warped. But I love this because, you know, this is what God, and I'm going to share it with you. This is what God told me. He, you know, I know where I preached it somewhere up north. I don't know where it was at, but I preached it. You know, we still have storms and trials and battles, enemies attacking us. And the Lord, what he told Joseph had, when the three nations was coming against Judah, and God told him, do not be dismayed, do not fear. He said, I fight for you. And then God told him, just sing and praise me.
Lord.
And that's something, Pastor Tim, man. We don't have, it's not our fight. The Lord said, just go to the side and just sing and praise me. I've got this, but I fight for you.
The battle is the Lord's.
Why? Why? How many have shown up at the house of God singing and praising him? Worship, spirit and truth. I get you, see Jesus up with Dooley. It's the hump. I'm hungry. But tonight, that's the word. That's a message. Thank God you showed up, that you didn't give up. Thank God you kept coming forward no matter what. God's going to bless you.
Thank God for the baton you've carried and continue to carry. And then when the time is right and the seasons come together, you pass that baton. But it's not to say that you don't have one again, because God puts another one in your hand and says, you're still going.
I'm still going.
God says, I'm still using you. And I love what Jimmy was saying. We all have to walk that way. We've got to walk in love and compassion. We've got to see them for what God sees them as, not as drug addicts, not as alcoholics, not as there's no worth in them. There is value in everyone. And it's for us and you and everyone that's here, of a child of God, to go out there and share that with those. People need to know that they are valued. But I came from a broken home. Nobody loved me. You are valued by your Heavenly Father. Amen. And his love can break through that. And so like Jimmy was saying, we just need to break ground. Just go out there and plow and disc and plow. Amen. Amen. That's all it's about. Praise God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for your presence with us tonight. Lord, I thank you for touching each and every one here specially. Oh, Father, I believe there's those of us here tonight that you touched and we don't even realize it yet. But you have touched us in our spirit. I continually pray and ask, Lord, that you bless this ministry of Jimmy, house-to-house ministry, Lord, as he goes forth and fulfills the call upon his life. We all have a call, and we thank you, Father. I pray, Lord, you'll keep him strong, keep him healthy, those of his team. I pray, Lord, that you will give him traveling mercies and grace as he goes. Lord, I pray that finances are met and then are exceeded, Lord, so that he can be even a greater blessing as he provides food. And, Lord, you know, if we don't sometimes meet the people where their needs are physically, they're not going to listen to what you have for them spiritually, Lord. And so I believe as Jimmy goes forth and he provides the natural food, Lord, to sustain them physically, then they will be open to hear the spiritual. And we thank you for that. Bless each and every one here. And everything that we have asked and said tonight, in that precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.